Sure, Bob Menendez won renomination to his U.S. Senate seat, but his primary opponent, Lisa McCormick, garnered almost 40% of the vote. Monmouth University political science professor Patrick Murray suggests that's a little too close for a two-term incumbent in a decidedly blue state.
In a non-competitive primary where there's only token opposition, you would expect an incumbent senator to get at least 75% of the vote, if not more.
Murray suggests many Democrats, particularly on the progressive side of the street, are not happy with Menendez, given his federal bribery trial that ended with a hung jury last year. But Murray still expects in the fall most Democrats will opt for Menendez over Republican Bob Eugen. Why? Because this election could well turn into a referendum on President Trump, and being a Democrat will give Menendez a big boost. David Madden, KYW News Radio.